Hello, Symphony Church, and welcome to this morning's devotional, where we will be reading from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 14 through 23. Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a harmful spirit from the Lord tormented him. And Saul's servants said to him, "Behold now, a harmful spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command your servants, who are before you, to seek out a man who is skillful in playing the lyre. And when the harmful spirit from God is upon you, he will play it, and you will be well." So Saul said to his servants, "Provide for me a man who can play well, and bring him to me." One of the young men answered, "Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence, and the Lord is with him." Therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me David your son, who is with the sheep." And Jesse took a donkey laden with bread and a skin of wine and a young goat and sent them by David his son to Saul. And David came to Saul and entered his service. And Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "Let David remain in my service, for he has found favor in my sight." And whenever the harmful spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him. Earlier in this chapter, we read about how the Lord called Samuel to anoint David as king. This was after the current king Saul disobeyed the word of the Lord, and God rejected him as king. With David chosen by the Lord as the next king, we would expect to see David quickly take over and replace Saul on the throne. Instead, we see David come to serve Saul, to provide relief from the harmful spirit that entered him following Saul's disobedience. This might seem a little strange. Didn't God just anoint David as king through Samuel? What is God doing here? Sometimes, when we start to follow Christ and obey him, we immediately expect all things to be added to us, as it states in the second half of Matthew 6:33. We get caught up in all that we're doing and think that these things are pleasing to the Lord. We go to church every Sunday, study our Bible regularly, and even volunteer with a local organization to help other people. We think that these actions make us worthy of God's endless blessings. I remember a time when I was working as a UX designer, and I expected to be promoted. I was shipping large projects for the company, leading my own research projects, and even working on projects outside of my lane of expertise. I was very frustrated with my manager and my company. I was doing everything they asked of me and more, and I wasn't getting recognized. When I brought this up to my manager, she asked me how I was supporting my fellow designers and supporting the company's goals. It was then that I realized my heart was in the wrong place. I was so focused on what I was doing instead of why I was doing it. I wasn't concerned about the goals of my company, only my own. While this may be a secular example, the same could be said of the Christian who is focused on the actions, like going to church or Bible study. This Christian is more focused about on their own works than they are about why they do these things. If we look back at the whole of Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Our hearts must be focused on God and what he wants to do, and then God will provide us and bless us with what we need. If we look again at the passage today, we will see in verse 18 that David was suggested to help Saul because he had many great qualifications. He was skillful in playing, a man of valor, a man of the war, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence. But the most important qualification was the last. The Lord was with him. Yes, David was able to do good works, but it was his dependence on the Lord that made him able to do God's work. You may still be asking why God didn't just immediately replace Saul with David. This is just another example of what it looks like to trust in God's timing. David was willing to go where his father called him, and God blessed him in his own time. First, he started as playing the lyre for Saul's comfort, and through this, God opened the door for David to find favor in Saul's eyes, as he states in verse 22. From there, David is promoted to armor bearer. We can see the Lord carrying David to higher positions of powers in this passage. When we are faithful and seek the kingdom first, just like David, all things will be added onto us. Let's take some time to take inventory of our own hearts. What has been motivating you lately? Are you looking to God to place His desires above your own? Are you listening to where He is calling you? Let us press into a God whose plans for us are greater than anything we can ask for or imagine today. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word and your reminder this morning that you are a faithful God, a God who uses his people of faith to do his work. Lord, we pray that you will remain with us as you did with David. Help us to trust in the timing of your work and give us obedience in every position you call us to. Help us to lay down all our desires and motivations at the foot of your cross. Let your will, not ours, be done in our lives as it is in heaven. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.